WCC.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
Am I a very good girl?
Oh, Chad.
Ooh, push that button.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Ozzy Osbourne on AM.
Now you're talking.
Let's do it.
Crazy plans they change. It's Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford in Newmarket, Ontario, the hands of Chad behind the console, and welcome to Travel World once again.
Good morning, Stephen Pickford, coming to you from Newmarket, the Joyce B. Good Broadcasting Center. We were supposed to be in Raleigh, North Carolina, but the Hurricane Floyd really wrecked havoc with our travel plans, so we decided to stay a little closer to home and see a different part of Canada, which we usually do. I took via rail up to Toronto, which, as usual, is a very relaxing way to get between Montreal and Toronto. Four and a half hours downtown to downtown, hot meals served at your seat. It's the relaxing way to go.
Whoa. Well, I guess Stephen was just on the line there. Well, welcome to our show. We're going to have Stephen talking a bit more about his trip out to Newmarket, Ontario, in a few moments. We have a few other guests lined up for you. We've got Chantal Shpitko, who was in Toronto earlier this summer, talking about her trip to Canada's Wonderland. After that, we've got Hudson Foga talking about his trip to Saskatchewan, following which we had Xavier Nuñez. I call him Oswaldo Nuñez, but not the same guy, and he's talking about his trip to New York City. We had a little bit of a delay with our trip. We were supposed to be in Raleigh, North Carolina with Stephen and Vic, so at any rate, that was Floyd's doing, so we're back here. Vic is somewhat of a travel jinx, right? He goes down there.
That's the way he always does it, yes.
We got Stephen back. Hey, Steve. So
yes, I'm getting a little bit of feedback here. That's the usual way when we go with this Comrex hotbox.
Yeah.
But, no, as I was mentioning, we went up via rail.
Mm-hmm.
And right on time, as always, and we got into Ontario and the sun came out. But I must say that GO Transit has to be one of the least user-friendly, for a tourist perspective, ways to get around. You come to Toronto, take the TTC for downtown transportation, the Toronto Transmission. But going to the suburban areas with GO Transit just doesn't make it, because it is very hard to get around Toronto Union Station. It is not well marked. You arrive on the VIA train and you get a sign saying go to the GO Transit terminal area. You yeah. buy your tickets, but you have to go back for half of the trains to another part of the terminal to get the train, for example, north of Toronto. There's nobody to help you, nobody in uniform, no signs, totally a mess. So GO Transit, not as good as the transportation systems for suburban transit in Montreal or Chicago or New York.
Well, I agree with you 100% there, Steve. We had the same thing actually can be said about Pearson Airport in Toronto. My mother just came back from England, and she was telling me that after her arrival, first of all, she had like a $20 bill and no coins. You have to put coins to get these carts, which, of course, they let you have freely here in Dorval Airport. And nobody was there to help her. No one asked her or anything like that. And she had a $20 bill. No one would change her money. So she basically had to carry her luggage out of there. My mother's 68, for goodness sake. So.
No, I know that if my mother was there as well, it would not have been easy to go from arrival to departure. We had 30 minutes, and the crowds of people and the ways you had to walk around the terminal, it was not well marked. I was not in very good mood when I got on the finally the train north of Toronto.
Yeah, that would be funny watching that happen to you. You're funny when you have a fit. We almost had a special guest this week, but we're going to convince her. We're working on her a little bit. You remember Bonnie, our intrepid operator down in Westminster, Maryland, who works the Liberty Works console for us. And she sounded friendly enough. She wants to work up her courage a little bit, Chad. What do you say? You want to encourage Bonnie?
Come on, Bonnie. Come on the show. If I could do it, you can.
Yeah, see?
Yes, there it is.
Yeah. Well, Chad says he'll make your life interesting. Bonnie says she leads a... Well, I lead a boring life, she said. And I said, no, everybody's got a story to tell. That's the whole point of the show, isn't it?
Everyone tells their own story, and that's the fun part of Travel World.
Yep, that's it. And we have some more guests coming up. I think Chantel is coming online with us, so that'll be after the break, talking about Canada's Wonderland, which was a great thing. She went down via Via Rail. I think she went on another trip. She went by car, so we'll talk about which one she did. In the meantime, getting around Quebec, we've got Air Montreal to talk
Air
about.
Air Montreal is the easy way to get around Quebec. They're consistently 50% less than other carriers on the route. Just call today, fly tomorrow. You don't have to reserve 2 weeks in advance or stay over a Saturday night to get to the business centers of Quebec, like Bagotville or Rouyn-Noranda, Île-de-la-Madeleine, Quebec City. You leave from their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where parking is free and there's no airport improvement fee to pay. So give Air Montreal a call, 888-631-2111, or on the internet at www.airmontreal.com.
Chad, we're about 30 seconds left before we go. The Air Montreal is a great thing. One of the things I like about Air Montreal, of course, is you can get it right off of Ryan Avenue. You don't have to go through the Dorval Airport, do you?
And no confusion around the Dorval Circle. You just park there, and when the plane pulls out of the gate, it's right on the runway.
That's right. Anyway, let's roll the break, Chad.
The Banshee.
What the hell is a banshee?
Seek help.
AM600 Montreal.
Golfers, the final event for the Chrysler AM600 Club Golf Tour 99, September 27th and 28th at the ever-popular Atlantide on Île-Perrot, is almost sold out. Registered players will surely enjoy another fabulous golfing day with the exciting grand prize draw set for the 28th. Too late to join? Don't put your golf clubs away just yet. Backed by popular demand and thanks to non-stop great weather, we've booked yet another swinging event. Underway October 6th at the fabulous Le Victorien, an air sponge presentation.
Just $69 for round of golf with electric cart, a great dinner, plus your chance to win over $60,000 in fabulous trips and prizes from
Coors Light and Golf USA.
You may even score a golf getaway to Mont Saint-Anne, courtesy of Sportback Tours. Don't delay.
Register now. Call 334-GOLF. That's 334-4653.
Official Chrysler Q92 Club Golf Tour vans provided by Jean Talon Chrysler Jeep. Golf Tour staff outfitted by Columbia.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langeau Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langeaus with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langeau's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langeau's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
When you shop Morel apples, it's a feeling.
New season Granny Smith apples are here, just 39 cents a pound. Eggplant is 49 cents a pound. And ribsteak, $4.79 a pound. As well, stock up on assorted Unico pasta, just 89 cents for the 900 gram package.
The Garden of the Mediterranean Supermarket.
On Notre Dame in Chamonix, St. John's in Pierrefonds, O'Brien in St. Laurent, and Lafleur in LaSalle.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
It's one for the money. How much can you save with the incredible computer deals at 123 Compute? And two for the show. Just let them show you their terrific array of notebooks and desktops at blowout prices. Three to get ready, to get just what you need for home, small office, or student. And four to go to 123 Compute, 720 DeCary in Ville-Saint-Laurent. Or call 855-9550. Desktops from just $99. Notebooks from $299. It's a smart way to save. As easy as 123 Compute.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
Another holiday.
Welcome back to Travel World. Willem back is Stephen Pickford, the hands of Chad behind the console with a little technical difficulty. Boy, that was a blast from the past. That was our old theme song
that
playing up there.
Reminded us of the days of Travel World beginning in 1997.
Yeah, the Pete Monet Travel World. Hey, Steve, you know what? You might want to turn that yellow knob down just a little bit so you can turn back down the feedback. You might be able to concentrate.
That might work a little better, yeah.
Yeah, don't turn it all the way down, otherwise you can't hear me. But we well, got on the line.
Like some people might want to do sometimes.
Well, that's what everybody does, don't they?
That's the fun thing about radio. They still haven't figured out how to make it work yet.
That's
in
right.
80 years, it's technology progresses. Yeah. I'd like to introduce now, as we talk about the Toronto area and the north of Toronto area, our chief correspondent, Vic Phillips, former CTV national anchorman and a part of the Travel World team from day one.
Yeah,
I always thought it was a hoot, Stephen, when you said I was the chief correspondent for the show. But now I'm looking at all the stations, the new stations we've picked up, who listen to us every week, including places like West Palm Beach, Honolulu, Reno, San Diego, Washington, Norfolk, Raleigh, North Carolina, Annapolis, Maryland, which is the Baltimore area, and
it's
I understand we're going to be in New York City soon.
Yes, there's an affiliate planning to get on board in New York City for Liberty Works shortly. So from coast to coast, Travel World.
My golly, I have correspondents on the show from the Atlantic to the Pacific.
Yeah, and there are different bureaus opening up all the time.
Different bureaus.
Now, this was the week that we were supposed to be in Raleigh, North Carolina, and the day we were to arrive was Thursday. I planned this trip for 10 months. I'd really look forward to it because I really enjoy visiting the American South. I'm a Civil War buff, and I like American people. I have fun whenever I'm down there. So I worked on this trip. We lined it up 4 days, and what happens? That dirty hurricane hit.
Just hits the one day that you were planning to arrive. They closed the airport at Raleigh till around 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and there were heavy winds and heavy rain. And as we heard on the news at 11, the different streams in the area and rivers and lakes overflowing and flooding. Glad we stayed home. We'll be going in October now after the hurricane season. It was interesting to note that on the first show we ever talked about North Carolina back in May of 97 with Sharon Delaney, who
was
now the morning anchor at WNCN in Raleigh, she was talking about hurricane season starting. So.
I remember that, and we also talked about a different place. One place you don't have to worry about hurricanes, of course, is the north of Toronto area around the area of Canada's Wonderland. We had one of our friends from the show, Chantal Shapitko, she's online with us right now, had a trip this summer, and she took out to the Canada's Wonderland. Chantal, welcome to Travel World.
Thank you for having me.
So, Chantal, tell us a bit about your holiday and how much you enjoyed going to Canada's Wonderland.
Well, Willem, the vacation was just wonderful. I brought my daughter, my 11-year-old daughter, and it was something quite amazing for us. When we got there, we were received by the guest service, and everyone was very kind. It was really nice. And the rides, well, that's something else. We did quite a few of them. We've got a list of rides, and Angie still talks about it.
So what was your favorite part when you went there? Now, what was it like when you walk into this place? I mean, big, what?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge, and La Ronde is nothing compared to that, and the people are very, very friendly. Everyone was very kind, and as we went in, and it's very clean, it's well kept, And it's amazing. I mean, you look around and there's just so much to see, you don't even know where to start.
Now, when I went to Disneyland back in 1995, boy, what a disappointment, the Disneyland in California, because it basically was just, well, you walk in and there's like 9,000 stores trying to sell you stuff that's 16 times the normal price, mm-hmm. and maybe two rides, and all, you know, both of those rides were playing It's a Small World After All over and over and over again, you know, and you want to run out of there screaming. tell us about how this Canada's Wonderland compares. Is it a lot different? There's games, what?
Oh, yes. As you go in, there's no stores. There's the stores, but there's nobody looking to sell you anything. There's a lot of smiling people around, and the attractions themselves are, it's beautiful. They have the way it's decorated, and the standing in line is not long, really, and everything is just so huge. I mean, as we went in, the first thing I think that Angie wanted to go to was one of the roller coasters. Mm-hmm. And as we went in, we had done, what did we do, Angie, when we went in? We went through the front gate. We went over to the Top Gun. We did the Dragon Fire. We went through the Splashworks, the Water World.
Oh, yeah?
That was something else. Unfortunately, there's not enough hours in a day to do all the rides. But, you know, there's the Fly. They have this new one that was the Fly. They escaped from Dino Island. The cinema was just great. The Super Soaker. There's the Plunge.
let me just
name
cut
it.
In for
I
a
mean,
second.
You know, there's so many. The Vortex.
Chantel,
that was something else.
There's so much to do north of Toronto.
The Vortex.
And,
you know what?
Visited a Top Golf course not that far from.
That was really something else. That was the thrill of a lifetime, and I think we definitely want to do it again sometime.
Hey, Chantal, Vic's got a question for you. Go ahead, Vic.
Yeah, I was just saying that there's so much to do north of Toronto. Chantel visited Wonderland, and I just played golf at a top course called the Briars. And I've got to mention that travel writers and broadcasters like us were there from all across Ontario. And again, I won this golf tournament. I don't mean to pump that up, but if you're ever in the Toronto area and you want to see or visit or stay at a great resort, you've got to visit the Briars. It's over 75 years old. It has a championship par 71 golf course, indoor and outdoor pools, tennis, in the winter, snow golf, skating, and broom ball. It's just fantastic. I have to give it a plug. If you're interested in spending time at a top-quality resort, call 1-800-465-2376. That's the Briars, spelled B-R-I-A-R-S. It's a resort and conference center. Hundreds of Americans come up here every year to spend time at their conferences.
It's a very popular place north of Toronto, Jackson's Point, on the southern part of Lake Simcoe.
That was a lot of fun. So, Chantal, in the end, what can you take as your favorite experience having gone to the Wonderland?
I'll tell you honestly, I think it was the people. We were so well received. Everyone was really just so kind. The food was great. And the rides, well, like I said, you know, my daughter is still talking about it. And she just loved it. It was a dream come true, actually. We had been wanting to do this for quite some time, and it was fortunate that we were able to do it this summer, you know, with working and everything to find the time, and it was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful.
So it was a great great break from the daily grind of the normal work. I'm glad
absolutely.
You were able to.
It was like walking onto another planet.
Yeah, that's what they say it is. Now, they also have some of these cartoon characters, like the Hanna-Barbera characters there at the Wonderland?
Yes, but unfortunately, we didn't make it to that end of the park.
Okay.
This place is so huge, Willem.
Oh, yeah.
Personally, I think it would have been nice to be able to go for 2 days in a row.
Oh, yeah?
You know, because there's so much that you want to do, and everything looks so inviting.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how it is when you're with children, they want to do everything at the same time. So, we spent, like I said, we went to their water world.
Yeah.
And so we spent some time there because it was a beautiful hot day. And so there was a few hours that were spent there. We opened the place and we closed the place.
Yeah, I also ran into some friends from work there too. So it seems everybody's...
Yes, it's a small world after all.
No, don't sing that song again.
Don't use those words on this show, please.
bad. So Chantal, it was fun having you on the show with us. Maybe we'll make you our official amusement park tester.
Well, that would be nice. while I'm on the line, I wish to thank Willem Baptkus and Mr. Jason Ellis from Canada's Wonderland in the marketing department, and hopefully we can do this again sometime.
Well, I sure hope so, and maybe Angie will volunteer to ride the rides and tell us all about them.
Well, I'm sure she'll be more than happy to try that.
She's 11. I remember when she was 7, Chantal.
The time goes fast.
Man, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on Travel World, Chantal. We'll talk to you again sometime.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. And it's Steve.
Yes, and with Vic here, he's also been to the theater. If some people like to go to the amusement park rides, well, Vic certainly likes to cover the theater in Toronto. Very vibrant theater scene.
Yeah, after canceling our trip to Raleigh, North Carolina, I decided to stay in Toronto, obviously, and there's always so much to do here. And direct from Broadway is the top hit Cabaret.
Oh, yeah?
Playing at the Princess of Wales Theater. Stephen, you'll remember Cabaret won 4 1998 Tony Awards, including Best Musical Revival in New York on Broadway. And it's in Toronto now, right through until October 16th. And I'll just mention that if anyone out there is interested, you can dial 1-800-461-3333 for tickets. And this is the play that's all about pre-Second World War. It's one of the raunchiest plays I've ever seen. Willem, you'd really like it.
Yeah,
beautiful,
he knows,
women
knows my style.
Working,
huh?
in a body house. that's the story, your type of place. And you might remember a movie of Cabaret with Liza Minnelli and Joel Grey a few years ago. Well, this is the play direct from Broadway. It's a musical event everybody's talking about in Toronto. So if you're in the area, book those tickets.
Another one of those great Mervish productions.
You bet. And following the break, we're going to have Montreal's own legendary newscaster, a legend on CIQC. We know we're looking forward to talking to him, Hudson Foga himself. I know Cynthia's taping the show down in Des Moines because...
Yes, for Jake.
For Jake, absolutely. He loves Hudson. So, but all this works up an appetite, Steve.
Oh, yeah, I wish I could get out for some real great Montreal-style pizza. I could call 383-6000 right now. My piping hot oven-fresh Montreal-style pizza would be at my door in 30 minutes or less. From Pizza Donini, 383-6000. Real great pizza and a whole lot more. 31 locations in Greater Montreal. Pizza Donini, 383-6000.
Let's roll the break.
You guys are insane.
AM 600.
CIQC Montreal.
Turner Field last night. The Expos built a 4-0 lead, blew it, tied it in the ninth on Michael Barrett's home run, and lost in 10 as Chipper Jones homered with one out in the 10th, inning off Steve Kline. 6-5 for the Braves over the Expos. Tonight, Dustin Hermanson and Greg Maddux. Hermanson has won his last three starts, allowing just one run before the ninth inning combined in those three starts. And of course, Maddux is Maddux, 18-7. This is Elliott Price. I'll be on the air with Joe Cannon at 6:50. First pitch tonight from Atlanta at 7:10.
Labatt 50 Expos Baseball is brought to you in part by Audiotronic, Chez Perret, Chuck Brown's Golf, Guaranteed Industries, J.E. Hanger, Boomerang Vehicle Tracking Systems, and Laser Ultravision Institute.
Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Here's a newsflash you'll be happy to hear. It's gift time at Estee Lauder. Waiting for you is a fabulous collection that includes lipstick, a lip pencil, and blush in your choice of shades. You'll also get Diminish with retinol, advanced night repair to keep your skin looking healthier and younger, and soft clean cleanser. There's more, too, and it's all yours with any Estee Lauder purchase of $26 or more. Stop by today. Offer good while supplies last. Quantities limited. One to a customer during gift time. Through October 2nd, only at Sears.
Mitch Melnick here for Baton Rouge. Now five restaurants in the Montreal area offering incredible slip-off-the-bone barbecue baby back ribs. Now I know we Montrealers have been spoiled by some awfully good chicken and rib establishments through the years, but once you've been to Baton Rouge, there's no reason to go back anywhere else. It's a classy, elegant spot with no dress code. The perfect restaurant for Montrealers. Five locations, including downtown, where there's free parking every day after 5 and all day long on weekends. And the newest, at Galerie d'Anjou, Baton Rouge.
Come celebrate with us!
Participate in Jean Coutu's 30th anniversary contest. More than $100,000 in prizes to be won. Two fully equipped Acura 1.6 EL 2000s from your Acura dealers of Quebec. 22 trips to the new Super Club Breezes in Hibakoa, Cuba via Air Transat Holidays. For all the exciting details, check your Jean Coutu 30th anniversary flyer.
At Jean Coutu, you'll find it all, even a friend.
This is Sharon Delaney at WKMG Channel 6 in Orlando, Florida. Keep listening for my exclusive Florida reports on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on CIQC.
CIQC.
Banging on the drum all day. That's the ultimate in leisure, of course. And what's Travel World except for a show just about leisure? And we have an awful lot of fun doing all that. And we have a legend on the phone with us, Stephen. The man.
Yes, the man whose name is known across the city and now, thanks to his website, known around the world.
Around the world. Legendary broadcaster, legendary newscaster here on CIQC, our own Hudson Fogo. Welcome to Travel World, Hudson.
Thank you, boys. How are you?
Very good, very good.
Good morning. You know, Stephen, this is Vic again. I thought when you were talking about him, because I'm wondering if we're related, because I've often been called an old fogey, and I thought you said you were going to have me on as a legend, the old fogey, but who is this other fogey?
Very cute.
Very cute. No, it's Hudson Foga, the man, of course, opening Hudson's House of Pierogies soon.
Yeah, I've been known to do a little cooking.
You bet. Award-winning, as we understand it.
And, cooking? Oh, I haven't won any awards for that. Just, I think, a lot of friends.
A lot of friends, I bet. They say the fastest way to people's hearts, huh?
Sure. I love to cook. It's my pleasure. It's relaxing for me. As a matter of fact, I like to cook better than I like to eat.
Well, now that's interesting. Now, listen, Hudson, you're actually from the Saskatchewan, aren't you?
That's right. I'm from a farm in northern Saskatchewan.
So when you went to visit home this summer?
Yes, I flew Montreal to Saskatoon, and I love Saskatoon. If there wasn't a Montreal in Canada, Saskatoon would be my favorite city without a doubt, because it's small, it's beautiful, it's a university town. It has the beautiful South Saskatchewan River running right down the middle of it, and along the river is a long trail called the Miwasan Park or Miwasan Valley. And it's full of trails and statues, art galleries, activities. In the summer, there's a Shakespeare in the Saskatchewan festival in a big tent, which is nationally known now. And it features one of Saskatchewan's landmarks, much in the way the Frontenac is emblematic of Quebec City. The Bessborough Hotel is emblematic of Saskatoon. They call it the castle. Now, the thing about the Bessborough is that it's getting on in years, and it's gone through various ownerships. So It's just a tiny bit run down on the inside in terms of its accommodations. Its ballroom and those sorts of things are still well known as the art, as is the architecture. So when I went out there, I chose instead to stay at the Radisson Hotel, which is just a couple blocks away. It affords you a gorgeous view of the Bessborough and the entire river and all of downtown Saskatoon, because it's quite a tall hotel. And it has incredibly beautiful accommodations inside, everything that you need. The service is excellent. The food is beautiful in there. So this time in Saskatoon, I chose the Radisson, and it was really the right choice.
And of course,
you just can't beat Radisson Hotels in many locations. They're expanding their presence in Canada over the past couple of years. I remember when the first Radisson in the East opened like over 20 years ago in Burlington, Vermont. It's actually stayed a Radisson all these years. And over the past 20 years, they've gone from like 10 properties, primarily in the Minneapolis area, to worldwide.
Mm-hmm. I was astounded just by how beautiful it was, and the service was so nice and personal. Just like I flew Saskatoon to Edmonton because I have friends there, and there was a reunion at the University of Alberta, and I took the area out there, WestJet, and everything, it's your typical small carrier, it seems, you know, small aircraft, and really hospitality driven. There's young people in really modern sort of air outfits, and they essentially speak to everyone, addressing them with their first name. I mean, when I flew back Edmonton to Saskatoon, the guy guessed my name when I arrived there.
Really?
Yes.
The fact that you were wearing a name badge had nothing to do with it.
No.
For
anyone who perhaps has a little bit of trouble going on those small planes, those small jets, that really kind of helps break the ice.
What kind of a jet?
They patterned themselves right after Southwest. They had some executives from Southwest come up to help them launch the carrier. And Stephen Smith, who used to be the president of Air Ontario here in the Toronto and London area, he's their current CEO. They've got a fleet of Boeing 737s. I guess around 15 by now. And they do a good job right from the Manitoba-Ontario border out to Vancouver.
And the scuttlebutt out there is that Air Canada is so hungry to buy them up.
Oh, now you're talking.
They just had a recent public offering of shares at WestJet, so perhaps it's a good idea to get in on the ground floor, buy low and sell high.
Well, that's the word. That's why they rushed out with the share offering, is just to head off an Air Canada buyout real fast.
Definitely. The one thing about the buyouts, I mean, Air Canada getting vulnerable too with this Onyx thing going on. Steve, what do you know about that Onyx offer?
I think it would not be politically expedient to have just one carrier. So I think it'll play out with Canadian selling off some of their international routes, getting cash infusion, perhaps increasing the limit on foreign ownership in Canadian, so that AMR Corporation, the parent of American Airlines, can put some more money in and maintain their position within the Canadian market and within the One World Alliance. But I think we still need to maintain competition for a country the size of Canada to have just one airline going from coast to coast. No, I don't think it would fly.
Well, I agree with you there.
Why not a publicly owned and regulated airline?
Why not a publicly owned? Boy, they'd lose money big time. Anything publicly owned, lose money.
I don't think they would go back to the days of Air Canada as a crown corporation. And I don't think, again, it would be politically expedient for the government to pump a great deal of money into it, whereas the airline industry as a whole, particularly in the United States, has been profitable over the last half dozen years. There's been consolidation in the United States as well, American buying Reno Air, even companies like United and Delta, behemoths themselves, wanted to get involved in marketing alliances and cross-ownership. So, I mean, worldwide, you're looking at consolidation in numerous industries, but to go to one global alliance, I don't see that.
Yeah. Well, overall, so the impression of WestJet, Hudson, you had a good experience on it, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's good definitely. To see a small company carve out a niche for itself, and you find fares of $49, $79. That's what we need in Canada as well.
Right. It's a modest service. You have one, for instance, one flight going in each direction, Saskatoon to Edmonton, And that's really what the traffic will bear, and they do it well. I mean, it's not, by no means is it luxury. I didn't see a meal, I didn't see a drink, I didn't, and I helped clean up.
You probably helped them cook if they had a galley.
You bet.
Yeah, that would be. We would call that Hudson Air, wouldn't we, Steve?
Yes. could be a market for that, but people, when they know what they're going to expect, this is what we found when we flew Southwest. They came in on time. The people were friendly. They had reasonable fares. They made it easy to reserve. That's what the business and leisure traveler is looking for. If you deliver on your promises, too many companies come into a market and promise a lot, but they don't deliver. And if you deliver what you purport to offer, hey, people will stick with you and you'll succeed.
Yeah, that was a formula for success with Southwest. It is nice to hear the story, like from WestJet, what you're telling us, Hudson, of course, that they approach it all with a sense of humor, because, you know, in this day and age of stress and air rage and all that razzmatazz, it's kind of nice to get on have a nice lighthearted flight.
Absolutely. I mean, everything is in the presentation of it, and I don't mean marketing. I mean, you see services or businesses that offer themselves on television with a great deal of razzmatazz like that, then your expectations go up, and so does your ticket price. Why not just do the job right, and you provide the service that people are expecting?
Definitely, we love that. So Hudson, overall, your trip out to Saskatchewan, you enjoyed. What was your favorite part?
My favorite part was sitting on a boat with two friends in the middle of a lake fishing for about 6 hours during the day, during which about, I'd say 15 words were spoken.
Wow. Talk about relaxation, eh?
Yeah.
Saskatchewan is the place for ultimate relaxation.
Absolutely. It's the it's the opposite to the Disney experience. I mean, you can go ahead and do that. There's no problem. But if you want to go to where it's a little more simple, people are a little bit nicer, and you don't need a lot of flashing lights to keep you happy, I can recommend it. For instance, just a couple miles south of Saskatoon along the South Saskatchewan River, there is a park called Wanuskewin, and it is essentially not even a rebuilt or restored, but just the remains of a native Cree settlement, Plains Indian settlement from thousands of years ago. And it overlooks the river. You essentially just go out there and walk around in the wind. There is an interpretation center, but there's really nothing to spend or to really flood your senses with, unless you just sit there or walk there and allow it to happen. To me, especially living now in Montreal for the past 10 years, that those kinds of times and opportunities are more and more welcome for me.
Absolutely. Hudson, thanks for joining us here on Travel World. I'm glad you had a great trip out to Saskatchewan, and we hope to have you back again sometime soon.
You're very kind. Thank you.
Take care, Hudson.
Goodbye.
And Steve, just a word before we hit the break for Arthur Murray Dance Studio out in Dollar DeSormo. It's on Brunswick Boulevard near Sources Road, 421-9710. We'll talk a bit more about them following the break, and then we'll also pick up with Xavier Nuez about his trip to New York City. Chad, let's roll it.
Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame, full of desire.
Yeah.
Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
AM 600 Montreal.
Come celebrate with us. It's the 30th anniversary at every Jean Coutu. You'll find it all, great prices too. It's our way of saying thank you.
You'll find it all in your 30th anniversary Jean Coutu flyer. Pringles chips, assorted flavors, $1.27. Colgate toothpaste, 75 milliliters, selected varieties, just 49 cents. Let's celebrate.
At Jean Coutu, you'll find it all, even a friend.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At JetSetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with JetSetter, and GST is included in every price you see. JetSetter, Montreal's travel accessory center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
I'm Tony Danesi, chef at El Pomodoro and co-owner. My emphasis is on food. I have an extensive background in Italian cuisine and including a stage in Milan.
You've just met one very good reason to visit Il Pomodoro, a family restaurant providing superb Italian cuisine at 1494 Shevchenko in La Salle. There are lots more good reasons. An incredible menu, comfortable ambiance, lunch and dinner table d'hotes, plenty of parking and reasonable prices. To reserve, call 363-9393. Buon vino, buona cucina, Il Pomodoro.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory, 626-3132.
There are only four games left for the Montreal Alouettes at home this season. The end of the regular season is close. Get to a game. It's now or never. September 19th, 1 p.m., the Alouettes take on the BC Lions for Hydro-Quebec Day. October 11th, 1 p.m., SAQ Day, the Saskatchewan Roughriders are in town. Reserve your tickets at 790-1245 or the Alouettes ticket office. Take the SDCUM Alouettes free shuttle bus up on University Street. Molson X, today's beer since 1903.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Is the perfect place to get away is in Travel World. Willem back is Stephen Pickford in Newmarket with Vic Phillips and Hands of Chad behind the console having a fantastic time talking about all these different places we like to go.
It's a potpourri of different things going on around the corner and around the world.
So you and I are taking dance lessons, Steve.
Yes, taking our first introductory lesson this coming Thursday.
Well, yeah, that would be for you. We're not taking dance lessons together, Chad. No, that'd be
See, that's what I suspected off the bat here.
No, that would be Chad and Bruce now, wouldn't it? You're the one who's...
Remember, I can still turn off this mic of yours.
You are the one who actually stayed in a place called Lovelock, Nevada with Bruce, and you didn't expect me to use that on the air.
Whose car was I driving back? You forget?
That would be my Oldsmobile.
Thank you.
Yes. That was the Hands of Chad Across America tour. And of course, Chad, actually, he went a little bit quicker than expected because we'd set up a hotel for him where we had actually on the marquee, "Welcome the Hands of Chad." He tells us, yeah, if I'd seen that, I would have killed you. But so we got to get Bonnie involved in this too. But no, I was taking dance lessons last year at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio over in Brunswick near Sources Road, and it was tremendously beneficial. Steve and I have been taking karate now since 1996. We're halfway to black belt now. And it does an awful lot for the confidence. It's probably a better workout than going to the gym every day. And dancing is similar in the sense that it'll beat any kind of aerobics you care to mention, but also what an incredible sense of self-confidence and fun. I mean, I went dancing yesterday and had a fantastic time. The thing is, now it's time to... Steven's joining the school. You're going to enjoy it.
I'm looking forward to it.
So we're going to go this Thursday, just before we head on down to Springfield, Mass. For the Big E.
So I'm looking forward to that as well, down in the Pioneer Valley of Massachusetts.
And we're actually
talking about your dancing. A long time ago, I used to date a woman. She was a freak of nature, worked at a carnival, but she had breasts on her back. She wasn't very good looking, but she was fun to dance with.
On her back. I think
that's
Chad
why
wants
it was fun.
Chad wants to meet her. No.
I have no comment.
Yeah. Anyway, see, Bonnie, we won't be using this stuff on you. We got to encourage Bonnie to come on the air. This is not encouraging her. So we have a guest online with us, Xavier Nuñez. I keep wanting to call him Oswaldo Nuñez, but that's the separatist member of parliament, so can't do that. Xavier, you went to New York City not too long ago. He's a friend of Jerry Wagschall, Toronto television producer, another friend of the show. Welcome to Travel World, Xavier.
Oh, happy to be here.
Yeah, so when did you go to New York?
A few weeks ago. It was actually New York and Philadelphia. What we did was we went on a road trip from New York to Philly. These are two cities with legendary histories, and they're quite close to each other. And in fact, a road trip seemed like the perfect thing to do because that part of the U.S. is so packed with major cities. For instance, you have New York in the north, Philadelphia about 2 hours to the south, Atlantic City about 1 hour south of that, and you've got Baltimore and Washington, D.C., another couple of hours from that. So, major cities might be that close together in Europe, but when you're from Canada, you call that stacked on top of each other. We took a two-week holiday. We went to all of these cities, but we were particularly interested in New York and Philadelphia. I'd been to New York a number of times before, and for obvious reasons, I wanted to go back again. But I'd never been to Philadelphia and wanted to go. It's a city rich in history and drama, and it has a reputation for making the tourists feel welcomed. And sure enough, it did. People were extremely friendly there. The first city we went to was New York City.
Mm-hmm.
You could spend a lifetime there, going out every night, and you wouldn't see everything.
Isn't that something about New York? It's you know, we've been to an awful lot of cities around the states, and most of them look pretty well the same. Like, you probably wouldn't know where you were unless you really looked around. But New York City, I think it deserves to be a country all by itself. It's just so totally different from anything else I've ever seen.
Well, you know, the thing about New York is that every corner of it is world famous. The Statue of Liberty, the World Trade Center, the Empire State Building, Carnegie Hall, Central Park. I mean, everywhere you turn, there is a world-famous site. One of the best ways to get introduced to the city, if you're a first-time comer, is to take a tour. And we took the New York Apple tour. It's 2 days of hopping on and off the bus at all the major attractions. Gave us a good orientation to begin with. We also took a tour of Central Park through the Central Park bicycle tour. And that was fun. That was a two-hour escorted tour with a fun guide who had great stories to tell. And we even took a guided tour of Harlem, which was a real eye-opener.
And he lives to tell the tale, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you live to tell the tale. That's one of the myths. Harlem is really not as 20 years ago, it wasn't a place that
you would want to
stroll your kid around.
Yeah, Chad got it on the ball there.
Yeah, but today it's quite a peaceful neighborhood.
Peaceful.
It still has its slums, but it was also a guided tour. They showed us some of the.
Oh, you're on the security of an armored bus.
Exactly.
Okay.
With a gunner on the back, yeah.
The gunner on the back, ball turret gunner. Xavier, one of the things I noticed about New York over the last years is that with the new mayor, Giuliani, he's really cleaned it up. And instead of this really, what used to have a reputation of being rather filthy and rather dangerous a city to go to, it's actually very friendly and a lot of fun to walk around. You can walk this city.
The city is... I would say it feels as safe as Montreal.
No, you're kidding. Well, no.
Personally, I'm talking about my personal opinion. You've got to keep away from certain areas, of course.
Okay, but you're 9 feet tall and built like a bodybuilder. No one's going to bother you.
Well, there's population is so large in that city that there are people walking around all the time. You go down any street in the city, and you know, and there are people walking around.
Yeah.
But I would like to talk about Philadelphia a bit as well, because we spent half the holiday was in Philadelphia.
You got 1 minute to go, Xavi, so make it count.
Well, what can I say? It's probably the city in the U.S. with the most history. It's the birthplace of the U.S., founded in 1681. It's where it's the city where the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution were written up. It is really reeking with history, and when you're there, you really see it. If you love history, you should go to Philadelphia. They've got a good internet page that you should go to, liberty.org/philla-visitor.
Okay.
New York City has a good website to go to. It's the
10 seconds.
nycvisit.com. And what can I say?
Go to these cities, you'll have a good time.
You really will. Philadelphia, extremely friendly city, full of history. New York, you know, a classic city, world-class on its own, also worth a trip.
Super. Xavier, thanks for joining us on Travel World.
Okay, my pleasure.
All right.
Take care.
So, Steve, we had a lot of fun when we went down there, didn't we?
We enjoyed ourselves. Been there a couple of times, and each time it just gets better. Next Saturday, we'll have fun down to the Big E, the New England States Exposition, the traditional end of summer, beginning of autumn, where the six New England states come together in Springfield.
Definitely. One of the nice things I'm looking forward to is the drive through Vermont and Massachusetts. It's, you know, fall foliage time. The leaves are coming down. They're turning colors. I'm getting all excited about this time of year.
It'll be really beautiful going down the Connecticut River Valley, and that'll be a lot of fun.
That's something we don't often do, because usually we drive right through to New Hampshire on the 89, but we don't go down the 91, so we're looking forward to that.
Something to look forward to next Saturday. We'll be at the gazebo by the Marketing Department building at the entrance to the Big E. So our listeners in New England, if you're visiting the Big E next Saturday, please feel free to drop by at 11 a.m. East.
Yeah.
Travel World Radio Show, simulcast on CIQC AM 600 Montreal, the world's first radio station, and beamed across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Courtesy of the hands of Bonnie and the hands of Chad. Anyway, thanks for joining us here on Travel World. We had Vic and Steve in Newmarket. I hope you guys have a great time. And
we will.
Looking forward to seeing you next week at the gazebo, sharing a gazebo with Manny Witt, Mr. New England himself. Take care. Have a great week. Bye-bye. Yeah, you had me hypnotized, lost and found and turned around by the fire in your eyes. You made me cry, you told me lies, but I can't stand to say goodbye. Talk Radio 600 to CIQC.